two pieces, just rip open the bird. Tell Rabbi Lilla this, v'shisa, when it starts to rip it open, ain't v'shisa l'biyad, with your hand, you have to rip open the yoif. V'chein when the pasuk says, v'shisayu k'shef agadi, he ripped the shimshin, he ripped it open, like you rip open the kid. And Rashi says, the other pasuk says clearly, it means that shimshin ripped it open with his hand. Now, b'loy ha'isiras ha'muro, if he did not take off the muro, so still the Mishnah says it's kosher. Ma'asif in the Gemara says, our Mishnah, Ma'asif in our Mishnah, to like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, it's not like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. The Tanya read like this, Om Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, Shemat Yehir Ova, Shemavdil in the Chat Yisoyf, that you're supposed to be Mavdil by a Chat Yisoyf. In other words, that for the Evid, if you made Avdol or Bishas the Malika by Chat Yisoyf, if you separated the Rosh from the Guf, it's still kosher. Because it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that this is the Kuvra. Our Mishnah says, Hivdu Bechatis, or else by Hivdu Boilo is Pesel. And here, Reb Lezer Reb Shimon says, no, it still is kosher. So what says, my Benayu, what's the Machlokes, what's the Tolyin? My Benayu, on Reb Chizda, Mitzvah Chatis Seif, Makiv Ika Benayu. Is the Mitzvah Chatis Seif, is that Makiv Ika Benayu? The Rashi Reb Maikim of Magi says like this. Now by Chat Yisoyf, first you have to make the Hazor, and then you have to make a Mitzvah, you have to squeeze it against the Mizbeach. The Midrash says, Boso Hazor b'Chat Yisoyf, Makiv, it's Makiv. Therefore, the Chiv and the Bar Kochoi, Mam Tzedam, Yamut Mavdol, Kovid, Kol Maiseilo b'Chat Yisoyf. But since you have to make a Mitzvah by Chat Yisoyf, so what's going to be the difference between a Chat Yisoyf and an Ein Yisoyf? It has to be mainly the Nafkamina with the Kuvam, the Havdalah. So if it's an Akamah, so the Mitzvah Chat Yisoyf is Makif. The Chiv and the Mitzvah Dam Kovid, Maisayla, the Chat Yisoyf. If so, like there will be no difference between a Chat Yisoyf and an Ein. So the only difference has to be that this is the Havdalah and this is not the Havdalah. Therefore, our Mishnah holds that if you make Havdalah, if a Shaf Mlikah, you take off the head completely from the goof, it's possible. But Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Savar, Mitzvah Chat Yisoyf, Lemakiv, no, that even if you do not make the Mitzvah, you do not squeeze the goof against the Kerem, against the wall of the Mizbeach. The fact you make the Azor, that's enough. Rashi says, Yif Hilkach, and Motzel Avdo Yadlo, if you want to separate even the Chat Yisoyf, it's okay. From the Yimotzel Achav Avdo, and yes, you make the Avdo, you will not make a mitzvah's mitzvah. And therefore you do not do a ma'isayla with it. There's a shinui. Says the Machlokes, whether you have to make a mitzvah by Chat Yisoyf or not, according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, it's not makiv. You do not have to make the mitzvah. Therefore there's a difference between a Chat Yisoyf and a Noif, even without the difference of Havdalah. Then Ola Soif has to have a mitzvah. You have to squeeze it, press it against the wall. And by Chat Yisoyf, it's enough just to make the Azor, just to spray it, to throw it like, and not lav dafka to make the mitzvah. But really better, the Gemara says a little bit better. The Gemara says a little bit different, like this again. Terekama sova, mitzvah chat yisoyf makiv. The mitzvah chat yisoyf is makiv, means you have to make a mitzvah by chat yisoyf. If so, if you're going to make a havdolah by the chat yisoyf, by the time you come to make the mitzvah, v'chivin the motzei dam covered ma'isoyla v'chat yisoyf. You're doing a ma'isah that you do with the oil of faith to the Chat Yisoyf. That makes it so. Since you have to make the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is the mitzvah that's done to an oil of faith. Just by an oil of faith, it's done with the Havdalah. A Chat Yisoyf usually supposed to be done without the Havdalah. So if you're going to make Havdalah, separate them, later b'shash, you make the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah oil. Therefore it's a psul. But Reb Lezer Reb Shimon says like this, mitzvah Chat Yisoyf lo makiv, no, you don't have to do it. So therefore, even if you make the Havdalah, you separate that completely, so what? Lamais, you do not have to make a mitzvah later. So Lamais, you're not doing a mitzvah Ola Seif to the Chat Yisoyf. Therefore, it's kosher. So we consider the Havdalah on the Chat Yisoyf, stop cutting the meat. Rav Amarav said, I'll tell you, Shia B'Simin Sheni, Ola Seif, Makavika B'Nayu. Maybe this is the Machlokes, whether Shia, if you wait between the first Simen and the second Simen, Bishas the Malika, is that a psul on Eilu Seifen or not? That's the Machlokes. Shia, if you wait, by Shechita is a psul, if you wait, if you don't move the knife back and forth, you just wait in between the Shechita, that's called Shia, that's a psul. So what about by Malika? If you wait between the Simin Rishon and Simin Shein, but let's say, Makvik Vinayim, Tanakam, the Sava, Shia, the Simin Shein, but let's say, Loi Makiv, it's not Makiv. Means we have forgot the Shia, Kovid, Maisa, Oila, Pichatis. Because the Psul is only by Shechita and not by Malika. And then Ros Rashi's master, because Pishpema by Ibehema, you need both Simone for the Ika Shechita. Therefore, you make a shear in between this pestle. By shaken by Malika, by a bird, the main thing is the first simon. The second simon by an early slave, that you have to make Avdolah. Cut off even the second simon, that's only after mitzvah Avdolah. But not after the Ika mitzvah of Malika. Therefore, even though you waited in between, there's no psul. The Afagav, the shear crops, therefore, by Chat to say also, even though you waited in between, still it's called the Mais Avdolah. So it's called, you did a Maisa Oilo. In the Chantis, therefore makes a Psul. Reb Lezer B'Shim and Sava no Makiv, that Shia makes a Psul. And therefore it's like this, V'chivon, the Shia, since you made a Shia, like when you started to make the Chantis Oif, you first made a Malika on one Simen. And by the time you got around to do the second Simen, there was a Shia ready, so it comes out, Mechatech Bosa B'Yamu. It's not really called the Kashra Malika anyway, the second Simen. Therefore it's not called anything. Therefore, even though you do it on the Chata Seif, it does not make a psul. It's not considered like really a Malika was done to it. It's only called Mechatech Bosa B'Yamu. Abai Yoram Abai says, Roiv Bosa Makavika Benayu. Like, with the mitzvah of Dolo, what about if you leave over Roiv Bosa? Leave over Roiv with the meat. Rashi says, Lekula Yalma Shia B'Yoyla B'Simen Sheni Psula. Could be everybody agrees if you wait by Korban Oyla Seif, it would be a psul, Shia. Bochav apliyach anakam ochitach roiv abosa bechatis loymakiv iloymaktich lei. Even if you don't cut roiv with a bosa, the yarmut mavdil ofud le shnei simonim v'le shia. Like you don't have to cut roiv with a bosa. Therefore, you could cut both simonim without making a shia. There's no psul, and therefore it seems like you did a ma'isa oilo, and therefore it'll be posel. Tasa machlokes. Opluk demar says the Reb Zeira of Reb Shmuel Reb Yitzchak chadoma. Shia v'simin sheli v'ayla soif makiv. No. Roiv bosa makiv ikiv b'naya. Period. If the roiv bosa is makiv, Rashi Rav Lozer b'shimin sova, roiv bosa v'chatis is makiv. Whereas by the chatis soif, you have to make a malika, meaning you have to cut a rove of the meat there in the neck and at least one simin. V'chatichas achas simin rishon hu. And you cut the meat after you cut the first simin. The chivun l'saga, since it's not possible not to cut the meat in between, you always have a shia. And since you have a shia, here's a psul. Therefore, it's not considered you're doing a ma'isayla. Therefore, there's no psul. That's the machlekes. So Moshe says, really, over plukut Rav Zeira of Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak, that chadom or shia v'simisheni b'yoy oyla soif, makavik benayim, that's the machlekes. If you wait by oyla soif in between one simon and the second simon, is that a psul or not? Is it only a psul by Shechita, not by Malika? The Chadam one says, Roiv Bosa Makiv Ika Benayim. By Chat to Seif, when you only cut one simin, he also have to cut Roiv of the meat or not. So Moshe says, Mechlau, the Binan, the Roiv Bosa Betchila, that Mashmado, that the way the Shechita, the Malika goes, you cut one simin, and then you cut Roiv of the Bosa, before you do the second simin. In yes, for a time you learn like this. Ketzad Mokin Chat Tesef. How is the mitzvah to make a Malika by a Chat Tesef? Is Choytich Shedra, you cut down on the Shedra, Umafrekes, Beloy Roy Bos, without Roy Bosa. Ashe Megiel of Veshet, until you come to the Veshet. Or Lakona. Egiel of Veshet, or Lakona, to either one of the two Simonim. Choytich Simonet, you cut one Simon, or Ruboy, or else Roy with a Simon. For Roy Bosima, then you cut Roy with a Bosa. It says clearly, right with the bosa, that meat there is after the simon. Uboila, by Korban Oila Saif, Shnayim, or Rav Shnayim, two of the simon are right with the Shnayim, and then the bosa. It says clearly, the bosa goes after the simonim. Or Ruul Kaimad, they said this over in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Omar Lo Shmilu, Hod Yom Rav Shimon Ben Alikim. Didn't you hear what Rav Shimon Ben Alikim says? Mishum Rav Loza Ben Pedoth.
Bishum Reb Lozer ben Shemua. But I'm a hoyer Reb Lozer of Shimon. That Shemati heard Rabbi like this. Vechat is saif Shemavimun. That you're allowed to make Avdallah. Even though you don't have to, but you're allowed to. Well, mine, La Yavdu, what does it mean to say La Yavdu? It just means to say Ein Tzorach La Avdu. You don't have to make the Avdallah.
Then it's not a mistake question. Om Le Ravacha Bred, Rav Ravashi,